Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Looking for a dog that will turn heads or stop passersby in their tracks? Check out the Shar Pei. With their unique loosened, wrinkled, or folded skin and hippopotamus-shaped muzzle, Shar Pei are a unique member of the canine family. The stocky breed originated in China. The name Shar Pei literally translates to sand skin. A full-grown Shar Pei stands at about 2 feet, that's 0.6 meters high, and weighs between 45 and 60 pounds, or about 20 to 27 kilos. And it lives up to that sand skin name. The Shar Pei coat is short and coarse, falling in heavy folds around the dog's head, neck, and shoulders. They're typically solidly fawn-colored, but can come in anything from white to red to brown to black, with lighter or darker spots or points. In addition to their prominent muzzle, Shar Pei have small, deep-set eyes and tiny ears. Their tongues are blue-black, which is a rare trait in dogs. The only other breed that shows it is the Chow Chow, which is also originally from China. This characteristic would seem to indicate a shared ancestor somewhere in the canine family tree, but there's no evidence of that ancestor to date. However, it is the wrinkles that make the Shar Pei so memorable. We spoke via email with Dr. Kirsten Lindblad-Toe of Uppsala University in Sweden. They write that a Shar Pei's wrinkles are caused by a particular gene called hyaluronic acid synthase 2, or HAS2. Quote, HAS2 encodes an enzyme synthesizing hyaluronan, a major component of the skin. The hyaluronan is upregulated and accumulates in the thickened skin of Shar Pei. In hyperlayman's terms, the hyaluronan is a sort of gel around the cells in the skin. Among other things, it aids in hydration and elasticity in the skin. In a Shar Pei, the HAS2 gene goes into overdrive, creating way too much hyaluronan, and that causes the trademark wrinkles, which are especially visible in Shar Pei puppies. By the time a Shar Pei is fully grown, its wrinkles have settled down and are typically just in the face, head, and neck.
The genetics of the Shar Pei's wrinkles helped Lindblad, Toh, and other researchers uncover a mystery when they used the breed as subjects in a 2011 study connecting Shar Pei to a fairly common canine illness. The study linked the HAS2 gene with a tendency of Shar Pei to fall ill with periodic fever disease, sometimes referred to as familial Shar Pei fever. Symptoms include episodes of fever that appear to rise out of nowhere and overall listlessness. Lindblad Toh says that hyaluronan is to blame for periodic fever disease in Shar Pei, and the team's research bears it out. First, they compared the Shar Pei genome with other dog breeds, and then compared the genome of healthy and sick Shar Pei, searching for the mutation that was causing the fever. And each time, they came to the same conclusion. Lindblad Toh said, "In the study, a mutation in a strand of DNA affecting both the fever syndrome and the wrinkled skin was found." There are other health issues that can be challenging to Shar Pei. Because of the folds in Shar Pei's skin, they're susceptible to certain skin problems and a serious eye disorder called entropion, when the eyelid, usually the lower lid, folds inwards, causing irritation to the cornea. Centuries of breeding and inbreeding for specific physical traits leaves many purebred dogs susceptible to particular problems. If you have a Shar Pei in your life, talk to your veterinarian about what sort of screenings they recommend. But are Shar Pei good family dogs? That depends on what you're looking for. The American Kennel Club suggests that Shar Pei puppies are better with older children, but older dogs may be okay with younger kids. They were initially bred as guard dogs and hunters, and the breed tends to be intelligent and independent, but with a fierce loyalty to their owners. Your Shar Pei will need a firm hand. Plan to invest in obedience training and socialization, because as much as your Shar Pei loves you, they're not great with strangers or other dogs. And don't mistake their natural calm for not caring. If they believe that their territory is under threat, they'll protect it with determination. Shar Pei enjoy a leisurely walk, just not too often. Usually once or twice a day will do. And watch out during the summer months. Shar Pei don't tolerate the heat well. Owners would do well to take a look at the Chinese Shar Pei Club of America website. It's chock full of information about the breed, everything from those health issues to training to showing standards. Today's episode was written by Patty Rasmussen and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics with lots of wrinkles, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.